introduction, Madam Chair. It is a pleasure and a privilege to be part of this inspiring panel. My remarks will focus on the ways in which individual civil society groups and especially youth activists are strategically seeking justice systems to address what has been characterized as the defining challenge of our times, climate change, and are doing so to plug gaps in the international legal architecture addressing climate change. Let me speak first to the gaps in the international climate change regime that strategic litigation is seeking to address. The Paris Agreement, as one would expect of a treaty, is located in the sweet spot between the red lines of 197 states. And there are, as a result, at least three consciously negotiated regulatory and governance gaps in the international regime. These gaps relate most significantly to ambition, to accountability, and to fairness. In relation to the ambition gap, the centerpiece of the Paris Agreement is a binding procedural obligation on states to submit nationally determined contributions. There are three things to note about these contributions. They're not multilaterally negotiated, they're nationally determined, as the term suggests. States are given a great deal of autonomy in actually setting these targets for themselves. And there is no mechanism to review the adequacy of these national contributions, either in relation to ambition or fairness. And there is no obligation of result attached to the content of the nationally determined contributions that states undertake. What this has resulted in is contributions that do not add up to what is necessary to achieve the purpose of the Paris Agreement, which is to hold temperature increase to well below 2 degrees centigrade, and even to strive to 1.5 degrees centigrade. Even the recent Glasgow conference that ended last week and the Glasgow Climate Pact, notwithstanding the latest round of nationally determined contributions and pledges that states have made, do not put us on track to 1.5 degrees centigrade. They put us on track to 2.4 degrees to 2.7 degrees centigrade. The second gap is an accountability gap. There is no mechanism to generate accountability from states for the targets they've taken. Although states are required to provide information with their nationally determined contributions, they can actually choose requirements that apply to them. And there are rules with regard to transparency, but they exclude a robust review function. The third gap, and a very significant gap, is the fairness and equity gap. A central question in the negotiations right from the start has been how to fairly share the burden of addressing climate change. The Paris Agreement sidesteps this question with the move towards self-determination and national differentiation. But climate litigation is seeking to plug these gaps. Climate litigation is seeking to plug all these three gaps: ambition, accountability, and fairness in relation to action by states, but increasingly even in relation to actions by non-state actors, as the Dutch Shell case indicates. The now famous Urhenda case in the Dutch Supreme Court was the first and perhaps most successful in addressing the adequacy ambition gap that I've alluded to in relation to the Netherlands. But it was by no means the last of these cases. The recent Neubauer case in Germany, the German Federal Constitutional Court case, also spoke to the adequacy ambition gap in that states are not taking sufficiently adequate and sufficiently ambitious targets for themselves in order to meet the requirements of the Paris Agreement. These countries were found to have inadequate ambition in relation to climate action. The accountability gap is being addressed in decisions that are demanding greater specificity in national climate action plans and an alignment of short-term plans and actions with long-term targets. The Friends of the Irish Environment case and the Neubauer case are examples of this. And finally, the equity and fairness.
还有另外一个问题呢，就是国家地区的内容，在这些法庭里头呢，有这个国家的目标如果不够的话，那么法庭就认为有什么样具体的标准，国家的努力可以评估，对全球集体的行动方面是这样，那就是说各国家在做什么样的努力。现在有一个主要的问题。
Net zero targets that states have taken on in the context of radically inadequate short-term contributions and intergenerational shifting of burdens and an intergenerational unfairness question that is being addressed in these cases. Many of these cases are being brought by youth activists. The Neubauer case in Germany, the Sharma case in Australia, many of these cases are being brought by young...
导致这个政策方面的修改，整个这个系统进行变化，这是各个司法体制来改变的，需要指出，需要这个小心，这个例子很少，有许多的案例，许多这些情况，许多这个程序方面，程序方面呢，即使消除障碍，但是呢，比如说有些这个原因，这很难那个证明。 就是说，有时候对这个申诉者进行报复的情况，还有这个具体这个损失，这个事件，还有这个 IPCC 这个报告，可以增加可信性、公信度，就看一下最近。 这个有的建议，这个报告可以增加可信性、公信度，就看一下最近这个有的建议，这个政府一切司法的法律体制呢，有可能是比较技术性，司法的文化呢问题呢，一系列的这个障碍，在这个全球集体反映这个问题呢，实际上是起诉呢是零敲碎打的，并不是所有的个案呢都这个都是朝向一个目标，现在是一个具有法律约束力的问题。 有这个论坛多重的国家地区一级的内容，我想谈几点，就是增加成功的结果。首先就是战略使用科技的证明，比如说有这个可以帮助获得结果，有这个在各个不同的法律。 论坛要向成功的经验进行学习，并且呢，还有这个法律方面的辩论。另外呢，还有现存的法律框架，不只是人权，不仅是气候变化协议，并且呢，就这个国家 due diligence 尽责。 这个法律方面的内容，最后呢有法律方面的一个协调，解决这个气候变化呢，需要全球国家的干预，包括立法的，包括这个气候这个系统性的变化，能够指导我们导致安全。